This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world on this Memorial Day weekend. I hope that you have a nice weekend and a safe weekend, and remember what this weekend is all about. Hence, our first guest is going to remind us, in case we have forgotten, the true meaning of Memorial Day. John Byrd will be here, Vice Admiral retired from the United States Navy. Adrian Holmes will be joining us. Remember the show Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Well, there is a spinoff, and it's called Bel-Air, and it's streaming right now on TV, and we'll be talking to him about that show. Medal of Honor winner with a brand new book called Red Platoon, Clint Romeshaw will be joining us, and then we got some great ideas for picnics for Memorial Day with Rebecca Lang. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15. Decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
How does balance of nature help your body? Well, let's look at the science. Your body is made up of billions of cells. Each one of these cells has a specific job to do inside of your body, from carrying oxygen from your lungs to your brain, to fending off diseases and other foreign invaders. So how do you keep these all-important cells healthy? You have to feed them fruits and vegetables. Eating a diet rich in a wide variety of fruits and vegetables will give you all of the necessary nutrients your cells need to carry out their jobs. Balance of Nature provides your body with this wide range of nutrients in the easiest way possible. You don't have to worry about buying, storing, or preparing produce every day. All the nutrition fits easily into your hand. Trust the science and start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and be sure to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain.
Nationwide and around the world, you're listening to Ron Segi Today. We're going to be talking about the significance of Memorial Day and some new things that are going to be happening in Washington, D.C. at the National Mall to commemorate Memorial Day. He is the Vice Admiral, U.S. Navy retired, Senior Vice President of Military Affairs for USAA, Vice Admiral John Byrd. Hello, John. How are you? Welcome to the show. It's nice to have you back, my friend.
Well, thank you, Ron. It's great to be back, and I appreciate that very kind introduction.
Well, it's meant. And I say this every time I go out and make a personal appearance someplace. I always say that the two most important assets that we have, actually three, are our children, our first responders, and our military. And if it wasn't for our military, their children would not have any yesterdays, todays, or tomorrow. And I think sometimes that admiration falls short on Memorial Day because people are having fun with barbecues, parades, they're having beer, they're having a good time. But they're not thinking, at least not all of them are thinking, what the significance of Memorial Day is. And I want you to explain it because it has much more credibility coming from a vice admiral.
Ron, very well said, and I couldn't agree more with you in terms of those three important things to our lives. And speaking of the military and Memorial Day, Memorial Day is about remembering those members, those Americans, men and women who served our nation and died doing so, who kind of gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we might enjoy Memorial Day and freedom and all the things that come with living in this great country. It dates back, actually, to the Civil War when we lost so many Americans in that horrible conflict, and people took it upon themselves to decorate the graves of the fallen, and it was called Decorations Day. As we came through time and had more wars, at the end of World War One, it changed and started to be called Memorial Day. And it was made official in 1971 as a national holiday, and we celebrate it as we do on the last Monday in May. And the purpose of the day is to remember the fallen service members who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom and our way of life.
Now, poppies throughout history has really been meaning around how many people we have lost in battle since World War One. 645,000 poppies will be on the National Mall in Washington this Memorial Day weekend, John?
That's exactly right. So the poppy goes back to World War One, and it starts with a military Canadian doctor who wrote in Flanders Field after seeing one of his comrades, close comrades in arms, being buried and seeing the red poppies growing. And so he wrote this beautiful poem. It was picked up by an American woman, Mona Michael, who made it her cause, and the American Legion endorsed it in 1920, wearing the red poppy became a symbol of remembrance. USAA has put together a wall. The poppy wall contains 645,000 poppies, representing one poppy for every American who has died in service to our country since World War One.
And this is the second year that you've done this.
That's right, Ron. We did it last year. Did not realize the incredible outpouring there would be, how so many Americans came up, knew little about the poppy, had forgotten, as you said, the true meaning of Memorial Day, but by the time they left that wall and saw those poppies, they were inspired and moved. And so we felt compelled that we should go back to the mall and give that opportunity to even more Americans and continue our journey of reminding people what Memorial Day is all about. It will be right next to the reflection pool.
Now, there's a double significance this year because of the anniversary of D-Day in June, right?
That's exactly right. So just down the mall from that location I described is the World War II Memorial, and it is anniversary of the D-Day on June 6th. So what we're going to do is add a display at the Poppy Wall, showing some footage from D-Day, in particular getting firsthand accounts and testimonial to two paratroopers who jumped behind enemy lines as part of the D-Day invasion.
Something goes through my mind, John, so many times when I see these statistics of deaths when it comes to wars and smaller little fights that we have. Talk about 645,000 lost. So let's say, you know, with everything else going on, boy, you got a million, whatever the case may be. Do you ever sit back and wonder if 1, 2, 10,000, 50,000 of those individuals who lost their life could have been the person that found the cure for cancer or discovered some other revolutionary thing to make our lives better, that we'll never know because they were lost fighting for our country? That bothers me when I think about that.
Yeah, Ron, I think that's fair. I think you can also look at it the other way. You can say because those great Americans were willing to sacrifice their lives, maybe others live and enjoy a freedom that allows them to discover that cure for cancer. So I think while it's a tragedy, and I would never make less of that than it is, losing mostly young American men and women, I also realize that freedom's not free, and unfortunately it sometimes has to be paid for with the blood of young Americans. We don't want it. We would certainly look for any opportunity never to send another American in danger. The reality of the world is that that's going to happen, and it has happened. So I share your sentiment, but I just think about their sacrifice enabling others to live a great life and have great discomfort.
I look at movies now differently than when I was younger. I used to watch these war movies and say, these men, they're older fellas. Now I look at them and they're men, but they look like boys. Because I'm older now and everybody looks like a boy or a girl. It's so sad. It really is. It's just, it's a terrible way to gain freedom. The world's crazy and it's never going to stop, like you said. There's a website that we can go to also. Tell us about that, John.
Thanks, Ron. We recognize that most Americans will not be able to visit the poppy wall there on the mall. But at the same time, we realize that most Americans should take a moment to think about men and women lost in combat and service to their country. So we have a website, poppyinmemory.com, where you can go and dedicate a virtual poppy, a digital poppy, for someone who gave their life, family member, somebody you knew, or somebody you've looked up and inspired you from their heroic activity. And you can dedicate a poppy. And this also is a companion piece to getting on social with hashtag honor through action and keep it alive, talking about these great Americans who paid the ultimate price for our freedom.
Everybody should think, as I mentioned earlier, about what this holiday really, really means. And, John, I want to thank you for your service to this country.
Well, thank you, Ron. It was an honor and a privilege, and I really am thankful that I had the opportunity to serve. But I appreciate those kind words.
Vice Admiral John Byrd, U.S. Navy retired, Senior Vice President of Military Affairs for USAA, talking about the true significance of Memorial Day, with poppies returning to the mall for the second year in a row, the National Mall, to commemorate lives lost. Vice Admiral John Byrd. John, thank you so much, and I look forward to having you back, my friend.
Thank you, Ron. Great interview. Appreciate it.
I enjoy talking to him, and he has certainly served our country in a very admirable way, not to use a pun. And there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world on this very special Memorial Day weekend with Ron Sedgy today.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her.
Experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Welcome back to Ron Sedgy Today. We're live all across the USA and around the world. Joining us right now is a really terrific actor. He's done so many things in his business. It's going to be forever if I run down the whole list, but I am going to make mention of True Justice, Arrow, his film, of course, Red Riding Hood, The Cabin in the Woods, television series 19-2, and now he is part of the reboot of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air called Bel-Air. He plays the role of Uncle Phil. Joining us right now is our guest, Adrian Holmes. Hi, Adrian. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Happy to be here.
I got to tell you something. Has anybody ever told you that you need to be in radio along with television and movies?
You know what? Actually, I have been told that before, and it's quite a compliment. Thank you. It's a little bit of voice work as a youth, the cartoons and couple commercials here and there and whatnot, but I've always been a huge fan of Morgan Freeman and his voice, and so thank you for the compliment. Who knows what the future holds
between Morgan Freeman and Barry White? I mean, I feel kind of a little bit like Mickey Mouse here talking to you.
I don't think so.
What a great voice. The reboot of Bel-Air, when you first heard of this, what were your thoughts? Because a lot of times, and I know this happens with songs too, people are sometimes reluctant to do a reboot or a sequel to a movie that has been so successful. What were your thoughts on that, Adrian?
100%. I agree. You know, if they ain't broke, don't fix it is kind of the attitude and the approach that we have with a successful song or show. When I heard about this, when I saw the trailer that Morgan Cooper put together, the pitch trailer, I thought this was, first of all, a great idea. I thought it was very interesting to take the Fresh Prince and to dive into it in a more dramatic level and in a more grounded way, because the subject matter is, you know, real and it provoked a lot of thought and created a lot of those important conversations that, you know, we need to have within our families and communities. And but they explored it through laughter and with more levity on the sitcom. And I was like, you know what, this could work. I thought, you know, this could actually work, and I would love to see it. Not thinking that I would be here sitting with you, incredible show. I pinch myself daily, to be honest with you. It's really a real dream come true to be a part of this.
Were there some concerns of changing the format around and making it more serious? In other words, if they put on All in the Family again, they would obviously feel it's in the same, you know, genre.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't work with every sitcom. it's definitely it's a specific type of show that it can work with as a formula that is very specific to rebooting or remixing, as I say. In our case, it works. It actually works really beautifully.
Yeah, it does. I have to be honest with you; it really does. Now, does Will Smith executive produce this show?
He does. Yeah. Him and his company, Westbrook Productions.
Yeah. Out of curiosity, though, when you look at the reboot oven, and it's been very successful. It's been on the air for how long now?
We premiered on the 13th of February, Super Bowl Sunday, that premiere day. We've only done one season. We're actually getting ready to get another kick at the can for season two in probably September, late August, early September, somewhere around there. We don't have an official date, but we're getting ready to go back for season two. But yeah, only season one has been on since Super Bowl Sunday.
Uh-oh. And it streams on Peacock, does it not, Adrian?
Correct, yeah.
I understand that there's a possibility of an Emmy here.
Well, you know, we're in the conversation, so, that's not too shabby. I'm, again, very honored and blessed to even be considered, especially, you know, the first time, you know, out of the gate like this.
Yeah.
To be getting this kind of attention is just very special.
Yeah, I have to agree with you. I mean, it is, as we mentioned before, it's not easy to do reboots, especially when you kind of change the format a little bit or the texture of the show now.
Yeah.
I had somebody tell me, now, I don't know if this is true or not. Only you, Adrian, can tell me if this is true, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you've had an extensive background in acting. Somebody told me that you used to do, as a youngster, Michael Jackson imitations. Now,
Did you really? We did. I did, in front of the school, you know, we put on shows and stuff, and I get out there and do my moonwalk, and, you know, I just, to this day, you know, whenever I need a boost, I just go down the YouTube rabbit hole of Michael Jackson. He's just a huge inspiration to me.
Well, I got to tell you, an inspiration to all of us, of course. I think now there is pretty sure that there are just as many now Michael Jackson impressionists as there are Elvis impressionists.
Oh, for sure.
But I will tell you that I think the Michael Jackson impressionists have it way over some of the Elvis impressionists.
There's some impressionists out there that you're just like, did Michael come back?
Yeah.
Like, these guys are just unbelievable. And there's a show on Broadway right now that I'm dying to see. Friends of mine have seen it on more than once. Just incredible. Michael Jackson Broadway show.
It's unbelievable. Now with the holograms, they're bringing all of these things back. Won at a Canadian Screen Award in 2017.
Yeah.
I mean, you've had an enormous amount of success. And is this in the family? I mean, were your parents in business? I know that you hailed from the north in Canada.
Yeah. I grew up in beautiful Vancouver, British Columbia, born in the UK. To answer your question, no. My mother is a nurse. My father, he's a chef, my mom's twin brother, he did a little bit of acting as a kid. He did some plays and whatnot, so I guess the gene was there, you know, deep down. But my mom and dad, no acting from them.
Nice.
So I'm the first of the family, and I just knew from a very young age that this was my calling and my passion. I was about 11 years old when I did my first play. It was The Wizard of Oz. And, and it's just, it was very liberating just to be up on stage and be able to express yourself in ways that you can't express yourself in everyday life, and to get the response from an audience. And it's just very infectious. It's almost like a drug.
Yeah,
to be honest, you know. And then that just snowballed from there.
You're
school and college.
You're good at it, Adrian. There's no doubt. And please use that voice, man. Oh man, I can't believe.
No, thank you. Yeah. I think it's also because it's really early in the morning. And, I should do more interviews at this hour.
I say the same thing. You're going to do an audition. Do it about 8:30 in the morning. Well, the reboot of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air is streaming right now on Peacock. Our guest has been the gentleman who plays the role of Uncle Phil and a very talented and nice man, Adrian Holmes. Adrian, don't be a stranger around here. We'd love to have you back, and good luck. Let's talk about season two next time around, okay?
Absolutely. I look forward to it. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, my friend. Wow, I tell you, what a talented man. And what a great voice. Unbelievable. He's got the Walter Cronkite thing going there. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Colonel Stephen McGraw with the Texas Department of Public Safety says officers made key errors when responding to the elementary school shooting in Uvalde that killed 19 students and two teachers. Days after Texas Governor Greg Abbott praised how officers handled the shooting. Now Abbott says the information he was provided with at a news conference earlier this week was based on what law enforcement officers told him beforehand.
As everybody has learned, the information that I was given turned out in part to be inaccurate. And I'm absolutely livid about that.
At the NRA conference in Houston, former President Trump Friday argued for solutions other than gun control.
What we need now is a top-to-bottom security overhaul at schools all across our country.
Senator Ted Cruz echoed the sentiment. He suggested that schools have a single point of entry. This is USA Radio News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
A lot of people over the years, and when it comes to a riveting book, boy, oh boy, this one really is in the top five. It's called Red Platoon, True Story of American Valor, and it's penned by a Medal of Honor recipient, Clinton Romichet. Hi, Clinton, how are you?
Doing well, and how about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Clinton, I read this book from cover to cover, could not put it down. And as I'm reading it, I'm thinking to myself, wow, would this make a great motion picture? And then I find out that Sony Pictures already snapped up the film rights. If it's anything like the book, it's going to be an Academy Award winner.
Thank you very much for that. I actually kind of came on the advice of one of the mothers of the sons we'd lost over there as we were discussing about doing the book and stuff, and that's one thing she kind of told me is, hey, look, Clint, your generation doesn't read a whole lot. If you truly want to get these guys remembered and that story out there, if there's a chance for Hollywood to make this in the movie, don't feel like we'd ever hold it against you for doing something like that. Oh. So it was great to see Sony step up, and hopefully it will get made someday.
Oh, it's got to get made. It's been referred to, this whole plan, as Custer, which doesn't really give a lot of encouragement to the people who had to go into it. But let me just briefly, to bring our listeners to date, this all started when you were the commander of the Black Knight's troop, Red Platoon. This whole deal was to dismantle the command outpost Keating, which was considered to be a very dangerous outpost in Nuristan province, because this was an area that allowed, when it was built by the U.S. military, stopped the insurgents from going freely back and forth between Afghanistan and Pakistan. But after 3 years, because of its location and its very difficult access, the military decided to shut it down. And then you became, and your men, because you say this is not one man's story, it's a platoon story, you became the people who had to shut it down, and it ended up being a much bigger chore than originally anticipated because of the fact that the Taliban just threw everything at that Keating.
You know, we'd been up there for 3 months operating in the area, supporting the elections that went on that year, trying to support the local government in Nuristan to kind of step up and take a little more active role in themselves, and then, you know, with the assessment coming down that it was a less than ideal spot to position soldiers with the isolation and the remoteness of it, that we were, yeah, within weeks away, which, you know, is a testament to the Taliban, the guys we faced that day, almost 300 fighters. You know, we're not just these flip-flop wearing pajama runarounds with an AK-47, very well trained. They understood their tactics. They had great coordination. And they looked at it, though, too, as, you know, we were leaving that area regardless. So to attack us on October 3rd, whether they destroyed every one of us or they got no one and we still left, was going to be kind of a propaganda victory for them.
Clinton, was the goal to destroy and just walk away from Keating from your behalf? Because if it was, why didn't the military just say, let's just walk away from this thing, rather than put all of your lives and safety in peril?
You know, it comes into the fact of, you know, just troop strength and numbers and assets. We only have so many helicopters to go around. You know, you only have so many assets you can put toward things. There was an event going on just north of us up in Barj Matal, a village that had gotten overran and taken over, that the local Afghani security forces had controlled for a while, but then they'd gotten overwhelmed, so that took U.S. efforts to go recapture that area. So as that was going on, it took away those helicopters and stuff we needed to transition in and out. You still had Iraq going on with the surge over there, which then, you know, you're fighting a two-front war, and it comes to a point that there is a pecking order. Like I said, there's only so many helicopters, only so many assets that you can divert to support. You can't support everyone at once.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, you know, doing their best to try and get us everything we needed. But, you know, we had to hold out and make sure the timing was right and do it, you know, in a correct manner.
You know what struck me when I started reading the book was its emphasis on detail. When you start off, you talk about people in their bunks and how they hid magazines so that they could go in the turret of a Humvee and read a magazine because it was so boring on, you know, guard duty. You talk about the theme that ran through this whole book. It doesn't get any better, which I'm going to ask you to explain. I know that was kind of the ongoing theme, if you will, in the barracks. But the detail, how in the heck did you remember all of this? I mean, you were in a situation where there was a lot of things to remember, a lot of things in your mind. There certainly wasn't the idle time that some of us have where we can dwell on these matters, especially the very small, minute matters.
Well, it came with the effort of the men I served with that day. As part of doing the book, they had kind of asked a little more in the spotlight and having the ability to tell the story, get it out there for the American public, and especially to immortalize and bring home those eight men. You know, they wanted me to do a book, but I told the men I served with that, you know, I don't want to do one about Clint Romeshay. It's going to be about us. And in doing the book, you know, flew around doing face-to-face, in-person interviews with the men I served with that day. You know, countless hours just talking back and forth, capturing their perspective, allowing their voice to come through and allowing them to be heard, and points of view that they wanted to be heard and understood in, and to give them that opportunity. And if it wasn't for those men that stepped up and said, you know, we'll share the details and talk about these pretty emotional events, sometimes it was more about the words that weren't said than the ones that actually got spoken out of their mouth, which really is a tribute to why this book is so amazing. It's because of those men that not only served with me that day side by side, that's the reason I came home, but they also once again served with me in the production of Red Platoon.
Was it difficult to write? I'm sure that a lot of memories are not good. People who return from the military always have those problems. I mean, there are people in World War II, till the time that they passed away in their 90s, they never spoke of their battles that they experienced. Was this tough to sit down and write? Were you reliving this over and over and over again, Clinton?
You know, there are certain points that were tough to write about and talk about, but it was also important to get that information out there and trying to put it in a way that people can grasp a little bit of the emotions behind it. It was also a good time to sit there and be able to talk about the good things that happened, the memorable times, the times that I hold on to. You know, if we sit here and just concentrate and think about every bad thing that happens, it consumes you, it eats you. And that's, you know, one of those things I don't choose to dwell on. I can't change my past. I can learn from it. I can, you know, go back to it for decisions in the future, but really the difference can be made but by the stuff we do today and what we have planned for tomorrow. And that's where I choose to kind of look at life and at things.
Glenn, why do you think the Taliban decided to throw everything at Keating? I mean, what was their thought process there? I mean, I know you can't determine and know what the enemy was thinking, but what do you think they were thinking?
You know, I'm sure they realized that they were going up against the greatest military force that the history of the world has ever seen. And they knew they were going to have to come with such a force and such a well-coordinated attack and a plan to be able to even think about defeating 52 Americans that occupied the low ground with high ground all around them. Once again, we showed the Taliban fighters that we might have been outgunned that day, but, you know, we weren't outmanned, because the hearts of these American soldiers are bigger and stronger than any force we've ever faced or will ever face.
What do you think of when you see people on the 6:30 news that are taking, I don't want to say taking advantage of, but more or less not even appreciating what our military goes through to keep them safe? I mean, does that become something in your mind that aggravates you? I mean, it aggravates me, and I'm not even serving in the military.
You know, it can. I mean, it does get annoying, but it's also one of those things that, you know what, I would gladly sacrifice and give up my time, effort, sweat, blood, and tears to make sure that beautiful document of the Constitution is protected, to give the people of this country the ability to be able to have free speech.
Wow.
To be able to voice their opinions.
We need you running for President Clinton. I didn't mean President Clinton. I mean running for President Clinton Romeshay.
I'll
make that very clear. Well, it's a sensational book. It really is a true American story of valor when it comes to our military. It's called Red Platoon, and I'm so anxious if this becomes a movie. Got to get this. It's in hardcover right now, and it's penned by our guest, Quentin Romache, who's done an excellent job and the Medal of Honor recipient. Thank you so much for your service to the country and your contribution. We're proud of you and your men.
Well, thank you so much for having me on your show, Ron. It's been a pleasure. Absolute pleasure.
And let me know when you get more word about it becoming a movie. I'd love to have you come back.
Oh, will do.
Okay, let's do it, okay?
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, good. Thank you, sir. Clinton Romache has been our guest. He's penned a book called Red Platoon. You got to get this book. It'll make you appreciate how great it is to have people on the front lines like Clinton. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hey, live all across the USA and around the world, summer is just around the corner and Memorial Day is here, which means summer eats, treats, and entertaining with a lady that we've had on our show many times in the past. She has authored 8 cookbooks, has been featured on Parade Magazine, MarthaStewart.com. Her newest cookbook is Y'all Come Over. I love that. Joining us, Rebecca Lang. Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I'm doing great, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing terrific. Well, as we mentioned before, summer picnics are upon us. Memorial Day is here. So let's party and have fun. But where do we start?
Well, I think the best way to start, Ron, is by making a plan. Because have you ever had a party that you were too busy during the party to actually hang out with your friends and your family?
That is my biggest pet peeve about having a party. Really.
I know. And it happens to people. And, you know, I've been to a party that I rang the doorbell and the poor woman hosting answered with a towel on her head, you know, completely in a robe.
Yeah.
Had just gotten out of the shower. So the way to prevent all that from happening is to sit down and make a timeline, which I have all throughout Y'all Come Over. I even tell you when to unload the dishwasher and take out the trash. But when you're making a timeline, all your food is ready on time, your house is picked up, and goodness gracious, you're all dressed. So you can actually then enjoy your party with your friends, which is the reason they're coming over, is to hang out with you. So you want to make sure you have time for that.
So how do you do that systematically? Because I find out, like, for example, with drinks, I ask somebody, would you like a drink? They say yes. Then I go around the whole crew asking, do you want a drink? By the time I get to the first person, they're ready for another drink again. I might as well be the hired help, you know?
So you're being too sweet. You need to have a bar that is self-serve. So if you wanted your guests to have a drink the moment they get to the door, set out a cute little table at the door with maybe a signature cocktail or some cold beer or, you know, a wine and a few glasses, but then have a bar in a separate location that is a self-serve. If they go, they can pour their own drinks. But if you're trying to serve everybody a drink, you're right. You're not going to have time to do much of anything but serve everybody drinks. So let them do their own thing.
I like that idea. What about some sweet type of things that we could have at summertime? Everybody likes sweet.
I like sweets, too. Well, you would love to hang out with me today because I have a beautiful spread and a tower of sweets. So really, at summer parties, you want to make sure you end on a very sweet note. And to keep that fun going all summer is so easy with Intamin's baked goods. Intamin's, I don't know if you know this, has been baking for over 100 years, which is, you know, really a remarkable thing. But on my tower, I'll describe it for you. I've got several cake stands stacked on top of each other, loaded full of goodies. I have rich frosted donuts. Then I have Popham's glazed donut holes, Minnie's apple snack pies, and Minnie's brownie chocolate chip. You can imagine how delightful this is. The cool thing is, too, that Intamin's has over 100 baked goods, so you could have Intamin's, a different Intamin's every day for think how long that would be and how happy you would be. But it's a great way to end the party on something that's so delicious and easy, and you just have out a beautiful spread.
This is not a product endorsement, but I love Intamin's. I really do. I go wild for them. What about something for a main dish?
Well, on your main dish, I'd like to keep it somewhat easy, but to have everybody head out to the grill, because that's a real fun place to hang out and let people visit before a party really gets going. So I have a recipe for barbecue and bacon shrimp, where I take shrimp, I wrap it in bacon, I slather it in barbecue sauce, grill it just a few minutes, and people, you know, can hang out and talk to me while I'm doing that. And then a skirt steak that is one of my favorites ever, with red wine vinegar and olive oil as a marinade. It grills just a few minutes because it's so thin. I don't know if you've tried a skirt steak at home, but I also have a fennel slaw that I make that is delightful with the skirt steak. But, you know, when you're thinking about, we've got your dessert and we've got your main dish, but when we're thinking about a side, really think about Bush's baked beans. I have a cool story that my entire life, every 4th of July, every Memorial Day, every Labor Day, my mom has made a baked bean recipe that she starts with Bush's baked beans. We would never have a summer gathering without them. I mean, that's kind of our family tradition. And so Bush's baked beans are really kind of the sure side of a good time. And for me, you know, you open a can and it's like an automatic summertime.
Mm-hmm.
So they have such savory flavor, so they actually bring out the best in hot dogs and hamburgers, foods that we already love for the summer anyway. But I don't know what your favorite flavor is, but original sweet heat, but my favorite is the brown sugar hickory. It tastes like it has cooked all day. I mean, it's like summer in a spoon. It just couldn't get any better.
Wow. You and I get along very well together. In fact, so well, I think I'm just going to come over to your house for the holidays, okay? Seems like a lot more better lineup of food. Now, let's talk about a beverage, all right? Because everybody has different tastes when it comes to beverages.
They do. And, you know, I like to make the beverages easy. So this is kind of a trick. I'm going to give you permission to cheat on this one. So go to the grocery store, pick up a gallon of lemonade, get a gallon of fruit punch, and what you can do when you get home, put those in pitchers so, you know, nobody knows that you just bought them. It's the cheating part. But dress them up. And I love in lemonade fresh mint, and I love to have sliced limes in the lemonade. But in the fruit punch, we're going to really give this one some personality with fresh strawberries, and I love to float edible flowers, and it makes it look almost tropical, but definitely summertime-ish. And you can do fresh flowers if you've got your herb garden and it's blooming. You can pick up flowers at the grocery store, you know, edible flowers. But it's a really easy way to take something so simple and you know, that took 5 minutes at the grocery store to grab and turn it into something really impressive.
Now, let's get down to cost, okay? Because everybody is concerned about the cost of food, gas, cars, you name it. How do you do this and do it on a budget?
Well, you've got to really pay attention when you're shopping. That's the best way to do it. I'm a big fan of clipping coupons. I love the digital coupons. For every grocery store I shop at, I have the app for each store, so I'm always clipping, you know, what I can clip. But something like my skirt steak, for example, that is something that's easy at the grocery store, usually because it is a non-traditional cut of beef. It's not like buying a ribeye. It's going to cost less. So right now, we're all thinking about saving money. So, you know, if a chicken breast is too expensive, well, think out of the box and cook a chicken thigh, which tastes better anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of, you know, you don't need to be married to what you've always made. Maybe it's a time that you try different cuts and different vegetables, you know, to save on that money. Because I think it can be done, but it's going to take, unfortunately, it takes a little more time and attention.
Yeah, but, you know, that little bit of time and attention is the love you put into it. Where can we go, Rebecca,
right,
for more information on what we talked about today so that summer picnics are great and this holiday weekend, Memorial Day, is terrific?
Well, everything I talked about today is on tipsontv.com, and I'll have the front door open and ready for you when you come over.
Believe me, I was just going to ask you for your address. I'm going to do that. Rebecca, thanks for joining us. It's always nice when you're here. And until we speak again, have a nice holiday and a great summer.
Thank you, Ron. You too. Happy summer.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, I tell you, she's got all the answers, and they're great answers, too, because it's a way to have good food at a good cost and have a lot of fun, all wrapped up in the one package. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
Oh, thank you. You're so fun. I appreciate you.
Well, Rebecca, I hope you like this little song I chose for you. Rebecca Lang.
Lang, Lang, Lang.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Is right for you. Ethos Life makes it so easy. It's all online. You go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. Click Get My Quote. It will take you to a cool online calculator where it will estimate the coverage and monthly cost. Then you can play around with the slider. Change the amount of coverage and cost so you get what's right for you. And when you are ready, just click Apply. Answer a few questions, and that's it. No doctors, no medical exams, no blood tests. It takes about 10 minutes. It's easy, risk-free. It's one of the best things to do for your family's future. You are in control, and you get the price that's right for you, right now. The best rates are available through this exclusive radio offer. Go to ethosliferadio.com. That's ethosliferadio.com. EthosLifeRadio.com. Go get your quote now.
That's a wrap on this Memorial Day weekend. I want to thank you for joining us, and I also want to thank our guests, and they include Lee Greenwood, actor Joe Montagna, presidential historian Doris Goodwin, Kinga Phillips with a travel idea for this summer, Vice Admiral retired Navy John Byrd, the meaning of Memorial Day, he explained, from the new show Bel Air, Adrian Holmes, Medal of Honor winner Clint Romeshaw with a new book called Red Platoon, and also Rebecca Lang with some great ideas for picnic. And speaking about picnics, I hope that you have a great Memorial Day weekend. Please remember what Memorial Day is all about, okay? Well, we'll look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. Till then, I'm Ron Segi.